Good evening, Australia. Paige Estertori here with your weekly finance news wrap. Today is Wednesday, December 24th, 2025, and I'm presenting this on behalf of Financial Services Online, your compass for personal and business loan finance. Kickstarting our financial news roundup, the Reserve Bank of Australia has maintained its unprecedented low interest rate stance. Big news for business and consumers as it continues to support the national economic recovery. On the business front, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, announced new guidelines on responsible lending. These tweaks promise to streamline the loan application process for consumers and businesses in a bid to stimulate economic activity amidst a fragile recovery. In other news, Australian banks look set to wrap up the year on a strong note. Forecasts suggest a surge in consumer spending during the festive season, plus the continuous demand for housing and car loans has bolstered profit expectations. This could influence the interest rates on loans, something to keep an eye on in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, a key headline this week in the superannuation sector, unclaimed super, has reached an all-time high. We urge Australians to take advantage of the tax benefit super offers and to check whether they may have unclaimed super sitting idle. Moving to the international stage, Australia's trade relations have seen a significant turn. The recent trade agreement signed with the United Kingdom has the potential to boost our economy, opening up exciting new opportunities for businesses across various sectors. In closing, as we wave goodbye to 2025 and welcome the new year, remember the financial landscape keeps changing. Staying updated helps you navigate this world, whether you're a consumer seeking personal loan finance or a business in quest of scalable solutions. That's it from me, Paige Estertori. For more updates on your financial news, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening and see you next week.